Hey, dude, guess what tonight?
What?
Pool party, my house, 8 o'clock.
Welcome to a monumental collaboration occasion between Rotten Rantings and Pool Party Radio. I'm Cumulus Frisbee, and I'm joined by these three people. Who the hell are you?
I'm Katie Rotz.
I'm Dan Rotz.
I'm Chris Robo.
I like pizza.
Excellent. We're chowing down a bit, and we're
drinking a little bit.
Maybe.
And we're hanging out with Ellie the dog.
Mm-hmm.
You might hear click clacking across the floor every so often.
Sorry, I have hardwood floors.
I mean, they're
fake hardwood floors.
They're gorgeous. They're fake gorgeous.
Look at this cat coming.
And now the cat comes. Myers the cat has decided to join us as well.
Get away from Frisbee.
We're hanging out in beautiful someplace, Pennsylvania.
California.
Pennsylvania, California, that's right. And we've just been chatting this entire evening over beers and whatnot about podcasting and such. I've been on vacation, guys. I've been vacationing in Philadelphia and
what do
New
you,
York.
What do you think about this PA area, Frisman?
It's mountainous. Mm-hmm. I'm actually pretty fond of it. Like, it might be the setting for, like, what was that one with, like, the three backwoods?
Wrong turn,
yeah. It feels like that's the wrong turn. But, I actually like this kind of stuff. Like, the house is built on hillsides and whatnot. I think it's pretty cool. There's a click-clack. What's up, Ellie?
Yeah, and if you try and travel from here to Pittsburgh, you'll be faced with a bunch of tunnels. Because, you have to drive
mountains.
Through them, yeah. Pittsburgh's got three tunnels from here to there. And I'm really sorry that my dog is click-clacking around in the background. This is a perfect place for a horror movie, I think. Especially around where I'm living, because although we're in a populace right here, if you go, like, 20 minutes out, you will be into the middle of nowhere. Apparently, Robo and Dan don't care about what we're saying.
No, we're affirming here.
They're affirming. They're giving, like, fist pumps and stuff.
If you go, like, 1 mile that way, you're in straight...
Hillbilly...
Fucking...
Bumpkin.
Friday the 13th woods.
Yeah. Would you consider this the Appalachian Trail? Is that what we're on?
Yeah.
We're close to
totally.
It, actually. We actually are very close to it.
Okay.
No, we're not on the Appalachian Trail, and I really wish my dog would stop walking around. If Chris could get her under control, that'd be great.
What's hilarious about this... Oh, my God. This dog has been great, like, this entire evening until we started recording.
Okay, well, not like, for the first, like, 15 minutes, but
now it's, like, tap dancing across the floor. Like, and its tail is hitting Dan. Oh, it's disaster.
And it's loving me. Oh, my God, it's loving me.
Oh,
all right. Let's get back to what we're talking about, which is podcasting... And horror in this area. So, Frisbee, I'm going to challenge you tonight to go 3 miles up the road and walk in the darkness.
Yes,
or
cool.
Go into my
anyway.
Basement.
Oh, no, not your basement. I went to the basement
by
earlier.
Yourself.
Nope, not at all. I went to your basement earlier and you showed me this spooky note that was left by the previous...
They say it wasn't left by them.
Okay.
It just appeared magically.
Well,
no.
Supernaturally, because magically makes it sound fanciful.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is awesome. It's magic.
A dragon did it.
Yeah. Like, oops,
I think
wizard.
A dragon did do it, actually, in fact.
Well,
could have been a unicorn.
Could have been something awesome, but it's a note from a young girl to her father, and you got some return mail from the previous renters or owners, and they're like, yeah, we didn't leave that note.
Yeah,
and
they showed up at my door.
They showed up at your door, right?
And they knocked on the door, and they were like, hey, I got something delivered here. And I'm like, okay. And they were like, do you want to know about how your house is haunted? And I'm like, no, not really. And they're like, well, I'm just going to say that the note in the basement wasn't left by us, and we've lived here for 10 years. And then, as I told you, Frisbee, and then a side conversation, someone else who lived here, who was completely against the supernatural, insists 100% that at the bottom of the stairs there was a child's music box, like the little ballerina music boxes that turn around. And it was playing at the bottom of the stairs, and it was stuck. So it was, like, repeating. And it kind of made me think, I had a friend when I was younger who had a kid, and she had this little doll in a basket, and its head would turn. And it got stuck one time, and the music was playing, and it was, like, the creepiest thing in the world. So I am completely 100% convinced this house is haunted. In our bedroom, the doors have, when you walk in, the closets have mirrors. I'm describing this with my hands, which won't translate.
Help anyone.
It helps me.
It helps Frisbee. But when I walk into the bedroom, I turn the light on and look away for a minute because I am afraid of what I might see in the mirror. So.
What was that horror movie with the mirrors?
No.
Oculus, right?
Yeah, that was,
you
that
see
was
it?
A mirror worth
it. Yeah, I'll see it.
Honey, when you walk into the bedroom, do you ever turn avert your head to not look into the mirror in case there may be a ghost?
No, that's just from 30-plus years of low self-esteem.
I don't want to see your butthole. It's weird to me.
Yeah, that's why I don't look in the mirror.
So, yeah, we're podcasting from a haunted house, moments away from hillbillies. It's a very scary place to be in. You guys all join me here anyway.
I have a question.
Yeah.
If this was, let's say there's no zombie apocalypse or Skynet or anything happening soon, and, I don't know, let's just say 18 years from now, is it going to be people being like, oh, I found an iPod? I'm talking about, like, old technology. You're like, oh, I heard, like, old record sounds and shit.
I'd hear an iPod
such
generation.
Oh, like iTunes? Like, oh, this is like a record or a cassette that I heard on
the internet.
Oh, it's
like a music box or something. They're going to be like, some kid's iTunes playlist was playing last night.
Frisbee got me. I want a hug before you leave, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. You're a very handsome individual, so.
His hair is perfect. We've all established.
Yeah, you're like a
werewolf.
Don't
wear a goddamn baseball cap because your hair is perfect.
It's like a werewolf in Warren Zevon song.
Thank you guys for agreeing with me.
Yeah, but after a while, like, some of these horrors, these ghost stories will become old hat. Like, our kids' kids will be like, what the fuck's a music box? How
it'll
is that scary?
It'll be an iPod first gen.
Yeah, which I guess is probably scary by today's standards also.
Yeah, because who has that anymore?
It's like somebody play the iTunes track down in your basement? No, it was a fucking music box.
It was a Limp Bizkit playlist. No one knows
where it came from.
Yeah!
Somebody played an A-track in your basement? No.
Kids won't know what that is. Like,
I know, but if I had to get ghosted in the basement by
ghosted.
An A-track... Yeah, ghosted. That's what it's called.
For a nano.
No, that's what would lead me into becoming a Ghostbuster in my fantasy.
Is it horror?
Is it horror?
Ghosts? You're afraid of ghosts, motherfucker. Does that scare you? That's horror.
I think, yeah, the first 5 minutes of that film when they get to the library, that's spooky as shit.
Yes.
I think.
But I would say that it's not a horror movie.
It's a comedy horror,
and it is one of my favorite movies. It is my favorite movie of all time.
Chris watched a movie the other day that we're going to review soon.
That could be on the Is It Horror cast.
Anyone?
Which may or may not have some importance to us.
It may be the most important cast of all time.
Could be.
But anyway, back to you, Frizzman. I won't bore you with the details of a movie that we will later review that may or may not have Channing Tatum in it.
Oh. Well, I don't know what movie that would be.
Really?
Magic Mike. Is it horror?
Yes,
Channing Tatum with horror, right?
You guys are
yes.
No, I don't know what that is.
Wink. We'll talk off podcast. It's Magic
OTM?
Mike.
OTM? Okay.
Yes. It's Magic Mike, really, to be for real. Wink. We're going to review stripper movies now.
That's pretty rad.
I want to watch that.
You
got
to make money, man.
Mad Magic Mike money.
Mad Magic Mike.
Double XL.
What you gonna do when they come for you?
But this is
taking in the mouth.
You live in a haunted house, and you have a mortgage on this haunted house.
That's Poltergeist right there. That's the plot to Poltergeist.
Yeah.
Why don't you just leave? Well, I got a mortgage on this house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, there's some coffins floating up in the backyard, but I owe $2,000. $200,000 in this house, am I right?
I mean, we live in Reagan's America, let me be honest.
I thought he was saying $2,000. I'm like, no, like $100,000.
Yeah, if it's $2,000.
That's a real horror story here, is that I owe $100,000 on the house in Marysville. That's the real horror story. That's
don't
the truth.
Use that where you live. That's scary. That's the real horror story.
Yeah, I'll have to bleep that part out.
No, it's cool, man. Let your pool party listeners come find us. We really want to be a part of this.
All 10.
No, I don't know.
All 10 of the pool party listeners will come track us down.
Wait, was it?
They're very devoted, though.
So, Frisbee, have you ever been in a haunted situation? Have you ever been to a haunted house or a...
Legit. Like, not like, oh, it's Halloween,
not,
I'm going to a haunted house.
Have you ever been anywhere where people felt a...
Present.
The other sort, or other presence.
Or have you ever felt it?
Because Chris has a really good story, too. So, do you have a good story?
No, I'm not going to have anything that usurps that. Like, I come from Ohio, which apparently is, like, the home of haunted houses. We have all these haunted Ohio books. It's, like, travel logs.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You should check out this
fucking
haunted house.
Did you grow up, like, and this is something that I think will be only colloquial to us, but did you grow up, like, go to Taco Bell and there's all the haunted house like booklets.
Flyers.
Do you remember those? Like,
oh no, I don't. What the fuck was this?
You don't have those around there? Around here we have them. Like, you know, field
the booklets.
Screens,
like, yeah, like you didn't have that. Like, Michigan was huge with the haunted houses. Like,
oh, so where to go during Halloween season?
Yeah, like not legit haunted houses, but you know what I mean. Like
haunted
the ones
trails.
Who paid you to get.
Yeah.
Scared.
Yeah.
You didn't have that where you grew up?
No, I don't remember these pamphlets.
Oh my god, you would go there like. You know where you go to a convenience store and they have the car buying guides that are free? Like, hey, pick up. These are all the car ads.
You talking Auto Trader, man?
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about with the haunted house? Did you have that? Did you have that?
Yeah, we didn't have no haunted houses.
Haunted house trader.
I'll put the lotion on my skin. Give me my Auto Trader.
I mean, it was a huge deal. Like, you could pick up this paper thing that was maybe... 20 pages of haunted houses within the Lower East region of Michigan and North East or West or whatever of Ohio, whatever you want to call it.
That was
just all haunted houses.
I like the
quote unquote, like the ones that you know what I mean, you paid to or.
I also want to point out that when you're describing, like, the area of Michigan, you're also tracing the tattoo on your bicep, which has a tattoo of Michigan on it. You're just like, it's a...
Yeah,
if
you know,
here, for the
this,
video podcast.
If
by this
you know
ventricle,
normal Michiganers...
Is that I can be like, I'm from up here.
Yeah. Any Michiganer is like, hey, I grew up
on your
here.
Hand.
Yeah,
Michiganers do it on their hand, but Robo did it on the skin.
Yeah, you've got it on your bicep. It's way tougher, I think.
Yeah.
Can I just point out that my dog is trying to drink my beer?
She likes a beer.
It's a booze hound.
Yeah, she is totally a booze hound. But yeah, no, you still get this around here. You get the Phyllis Greens advertisements, which Chris and I were a big part of.
Oh, yeah, we actually got to act in the Phyllis Greens. Phyllis Greens is the best one in Central PA, in my opinion.
It's a great haunted house, and all the people that work there are... volunteers, unlike another place we went where they were paid, and it was so much better
shit.
At the volunteer one.
Totally.
But yeah, we got made up and got to act in the haunted house, and it's pretty exhausting.
Yeah, I can imagine. That's you have like
I enjoyed it. I would do it every goddamn night if I had the opportunity. It was
to
like,
get that
so
scare out of people is really a very unique.
It's addictive.
Really rewarding.
Yes.
That's cool.
Probably a comedian.
Do you see what is going on over here?
Yeah, that dog is.
If you're a comedian,
right
the dog loves
Jesus
craft beer.
Christ. Fucking this dog is so into that bottle.
She's into craft beer. She's really hoity-toity.
She's into craft macaroni.
She never tries to get my wine or Dan's beer. She's into craft beer.
That is hilarious. That dog is, like, unrestrainable.
I'm, like, trying to keep her out of my beer.
Well, to answer your earlier question, I don't have any spooky ghost stories. I don't have any personal ghost stories. Like, I always...
How about just a creep out? So anytime you've been really fucking creeped out.
Chris has a good ghost story when you're done.
I have ghost stories. I've also had near-death experience. And just being creeped out, like, you know, getting caught having sex in a car by the cop. That's fucking creepy as shit.
That is creepy. Voyeurism is the weirdest.
Are we going into the Craigslist casual now?
I know people who would relate stories, like they'd hear static on the phone when they were thinking of somebody, or they had that that kind of sleep paralysis thing, where it's like they
wake up, the
beam of light over their face. And
have you
they
seen
go,
that nightmare it's... documentary? It's fucking great.
It was on
YouTube for a little while, and they took it down.
I had a, when I was on Chantix, trying to quit smoking... I had a dream where I couldn't wake up, and it was so terrifying that finally Dan nudged me, and I woke up, and I looked at him, and I was crying, and I was like, are you real? That's how bad the, like, fucking dreams are.
I had a dream, like, with my girlfriend in the bed, where I was in, I don't even remember it, but I was falling, like, out of a plane or whatever, and then I had to grab onto something. And I just, like, I woke her up, and she's a narcoleptic, and I woke her up in the middle of the night, and I was like, and, like, she looked at me, and I was like, in the middle of the night, she's like, what's wrong, and she's narcoleptic, like, and she was totally out of it, and I was just like, I'm fine, like, the first thing I said, I was like, I'm fine, it's okay, let's go back to sleep, like, it was very bizarre and odd.
Sorry, back to you, Frisbee.
Well, no, you scared the hell out of me because you just gave the sleepaway camp face when you were doing that.
Did you look for the dick?
I try not to, but
I don't know
it's
if
Provo
does
right?
have a dick,
so
but he
it's...
might. I don't know.
No. Trust
not
me.
On Robo. I just saw that bottle.
It could be anatomically correct or not. I mean, we've seen Sleepaway Camp, and it's questionable if it's anatomically correct.
Sleepaway Camp is about chimney sweeps. Victorian England, yeah. It's extensive. Yep. And they've all got
a
broomsticks
full of sugar.
Yes,
it helps the medicine
makes the
go
penis
down.
Swing back and forth.
It does. I
wobble,
some
wobble,
of that.
Because
mine's
something
really...
creepy, very creepy
so,
in your life.
Why are you?
I had a similar dream like that
funny.
Recently. I was doing like having this dream about a bank heist, and I didn't know how to get out of it. And I was stuck behind this desk, and I can hear the gunfire going off above me. Like these.
Have you ever died in a dream?
I feel like I died in a dream, but...
People tell you, like, oh,
death.
If you die in a dream, you die in real life. I've been killed in multiple dreams.
Yeah, it
you
doesn't do shit.
Has it happened to you?
No. Well, I mean,
let
the times I can remember, I can't think of any time when it was, like, a full death. Like, I remember dying. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, maybe... I don't know if it's stuff that would have necessarily killed me, but stuff that, like, if it would have happened... You obviously know, like, I've had my neck slit in dreams... I've like hit the. I've seen myself hit the ground in dreams and wake up.
You're not supposed to be able to do that. You're supposed to die when you hit the ground.
No, I don't. I don't believe that. That's true.
That's too coincidental. Like I can't imagine that being true, right? Like it's like, it's like the Matrix. You die in the Matrix. You die for real. Like I feel like that's where people.
You took the pill. Frisbee, you took the pill.
Oh, that's a slutty cat. But it's
side
like,
note, slutty cat.
There's a rolling slideshow of. Very slutty pictures.
Cats with some big old
of
dicks.
Animals.
Oh,
yeah.
Animals. Just slutty animal pictures.
Looking dead on the camera. These have got to be reviewed at some point. But yeah, in this, out of five cats. Oh. In this bank heist stream, I could hear the gunfire going off, and I hear like the raiders yelling at each other. And then I can hear like this taser, like this heavy cattle prod taser going off. And... people are going silent. And
don't tase me, bro!
Don't tase me! I check out behind the desk, and it's Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Yeah.
Like, with a cattle prod in one hand.
All right. And I'll make it sense. I'd be terrified too, bro.
Yeah, and a donut
in the
other.
It's all making sense,
bro. And the last that I had was like, oh shit, Paul Blart's not that bad. I've never seen these movies or anything, but I was like,
he's not that bad. He's not killing people.
He's alright.
But he's killing me. God damn it.
Oh, he's doing a great job. And then he, I woke up immediately after that, and I'm like, what the fuck? Paul Blart's terrible.
Dude, this dog will not let my beer alone. Like, she is,
gotta,
do you see this?
Yeah, you gotta get that beer away from that dog.
He's licking your paw or not.
I'm trying so hard to not let her drink my beer, but
she's
really wants...
She's chewing your hand to get up the beer. Okay, there you go. You switched hands, and now it's just going to lick
my hand.
She's
just licking my hand for the remnants of the beer.
What
so,
an alky dog.
She's normally not like... Well, I mean, kind of. She likes
shots.
Well, I don't raise her that way.
I mean, she normally, does at least 6 shots by now, and like maybe like... 4 beers, so she's just feeling it. Chris, I'm going to call to you, because I think that maybe you should tell a story about your Michigan-y house in Detroit, the crack run city, full of
crack rock city.
Yeah, where all the ghetto hoodlums hang, and it's been overrun.
Well, I didn't live in Detroit, but I did live in a suburb. Basically, anybody who's from that area... It's, like, in between Toledo and Detroit, which is, you know, probably the halfway.
Just point to it on your tattoo. Everyone will see it.
Yeah, it's Monroe, and Monroe is the hometown of General George Custer at some point.
Thank you for that.
So, I lived in a house, and the house did not face the road. Like, if this was the road, which nobody can see it. But
thank you for that.
The house did not face the normal 90-degree, like, with the porch facing out towards the road. It faced 90 degrees the other way, like the porch facing like 90 degrees to the road, because there wasn't a road there when the fucking house was built. There was rumors that the house was built in the 1800s, around the time of the Civil War, and that the house was a point of interest during the time of the Underground Railroad. And I'm not a person that's a mystical kind of person. I don't believe in God. I don't believe in, psychics. I don't believe in spiritualism. I don't believe in any of that shit. I'm a very logical, pragmatic, and analytical person. Anybody who's ever met me, you know, you hang out with me for more than a couple days, you understand my autism. Like, I'm very, like, speak my mind, logic, whatever. But growing up, I do believe that my house was haunted. Now, you know, I was young. I was a teenager. You know, a lot of people say that with, like, spirituality or shit that happens. Like, poltergeists, like, they latch on to kids that are in their, you know, pubescent age. And I didn't have a good home life. I didn't really,
Wow, real talk.
Yeah, I didn't really like the people that I grew up with or anything like that. So, but, you know, there's been some crazy shit that happened when I grew up.
Let's get to the fun parts. It's being depressing, bro.
So when we first moved in, one of the first things we did was we cleaned the house up, we cleaned everything up, we washed all the walls and the ceilings and all that stuff up, and then we painted it. So, one of the first things I ever noticed moving in the house was there were handprints on the walls. Little smudgy handprints. Now, these weren't handprints of the size of a regular human, like any one of us in this room.
Yeah.
Like, 5-year-old handprints on a ceiling that's, like, this high, you know?
Tell us how high that is.
Maybe 9-10 feet, you know? We're all... decent-sized humans, you know? We're probably, you know, brimming to 6 foot, right? None of us are probably 6 foot.
He's definitely
maybe you
six
are.
Foot.
Yeah, you're 6 foot. But if
like
you
I'm
jumped up, you would maybe brush the top of this, right? And rightfully so, but your hand wouldn't be the size of a 5-year-old hand, which would be about the third of the size of your hand to your palm on the ceiling. mind you, after we cleaned the house and painted the house.
Let's talk about the more recent trip that you made to Michigan.
The most recent trip I made, we went, and this house was always there. Like, my dad owned it. Nobody was buying it. P.S., it's right near a graveyard. Like, literally, you can see a graveyard from the backyard where descendants and ancestors and family of George Custer, who you might, may or may not know.
Yeah, thank you.
are buried. That's how old it is around here. Like, you're talking about the War of 1812. Was that, like, this spot in Michigan was a focal point of the War of 1812.
Thank you.
And supposedly, like I said, like a spot on the Underground Railroad. So, most recently, my girlfriend and I went up there. Well, I'll go one spot back. So, my girlfriend and I went up there, and I told her all the shit, which
talk about this, that your dad has a house there that he pays the bills on because it would lose money, but no one lives there.
Right.
So
Recently, it's been sold, but before that, my dad had this house. He was just paying the water, like the basic, like, amenities to keep it going until he sold it, and he had his own house in Washington State. So, whenever I felt like going back to visit my friends or do whatever, then I would just be like, hey, I'm going back to the old house. Like, here's the key. Mm-hmm. You know, turn the water on, do your thing. Okay. So I go back. I told my girlfriend about all the shit, you know, and I can selectively tell you some of the weird stories or whatever, but I told her all the shit about it. She's freaked out. The only place she wanted to sleep in was the living room / dining room, which is basically like, nobody can see where we're at now, but it's basically like here, coming through the foyer, that would be the living room / dining room, just like
it's
right
like
there.
It's like a long
20 feet from the front door, okay?
Yeah.
That was the only place she felt comfortable staying. So, blew up an air mattress, we were there, went through the entire house, it was 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning because we met a friend at a bar, and then went to my house, and I was like, look, this house has been not abandoned, but unoccupied for probably a year. Went through with a fire poker, and I was like, we're going to go through the entire house,
make sure nobody's in here.
I mean, we inspected every goddamn room, even in the basement. Want to make sure that they're, because it's no joke, Detroit, dude, like, it was a suburb of Detroit, like 30 minutes south or 40, but it's no joke. Like, if people know that there's a house is abandoned, they're going to hang out and party in it.
Yeah.
Went through the whole house, there was nothing. Went through the whole thing. And I told her, I said, you know,
Things have happened here.
You know what I mean? And I was like, I said, it could be a little weird because we're not here. And I was like, the last time things got really weird was when we moved in. We started painting. We started changing the house. And, like, according to people that are into
paranormal,
whenever you change the environment, they don't like that. And I was like, my dad hired this guy to paint, clean up the house, you know, to get it for sale. And I was like, so we're walking through the house, everything's cool. We're downstairs in the living room / dining room. That's the only place she felt comfortable with the air mattress. I'll never forget this. Watching Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on a portable DVD player.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, there's a bathroom upstairs, and that's the only bathroom. We went through every goddamn door upstairs, opened everything, walked through it to make sure, and closed it. So, gets through the previews, and you hear, close. Like, slam. And I look at her, and she looks at me, and I go, did you hear that? She goes, let's not talk about it. there is nothing like being in a house that you know is abandoned, and it's been abandoned for years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, could you imagine right now if somebody upstairs, and you know right where your bathroom is, and you could hear it from here right now?
I would leave. I would leave. Like,
she looked at me, like, she looked at me, and I looked at her, and we both looked at each other with that knowing, you know, when you know something's weird, but you don't want to, like, lose your shit to.
Can I bring up something at this point? So, in haunted movies, I'm sure, Frisbee, you'll agree with me. So, you see a haunted movie when something happens in it.
And you're like why didn't you fucking leave?
Why didn't you leave the house?
You want to rationalize it.
Why didn't you, like, I would pack up and leave.
You want to rationalize it.
In your case, I would have packed up and leave. But in my case, I have a $100,000 mortgage. You know what I mean? Like, you see Sinister or something like that, and you're like, oh my god, I would just leave this fucking house, but you can't always leave the house.
To their credit, they had just started Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. But
I mean, it literally just started, it was pretty bad.
Yeah,
you gotta
watch that.
Yeah,
I mean, you gotta finish that movie, right?
Right.
And I mean, it's Splinter, and
I wanna see these Jim Henson.
Chris, bring back
outfits.
Fears for
I mean,
all of us.
No, you're sitting here, and all of a sudden, you're just here like,
you can't get the door open.
you're sitting there, and all of a sudden you just hear.
I
love stairs. You know what I mean?
Chris, if you're going to the kitchen, bring us all back
to you. Do you want to know how many times I've come down the stairs with a shotgun?
How many, like, is it a frequent occurrence?
He does have the shotgun sitting in the other room.
Oh, why?
Yeah,
man?
I saw
why?
It. But
why
is it, like, frequent?
Well, the neighbors are quite crazy and are hillbilly.
Yeah, it's just, I equate most of the sounds to, just, you know, it sounds coming from the neighbors. You know, if I think about it, it's like, yeah, because I can pinpoint sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Like a bat. There's no beer. I was going to go get
no beer,
but it was already here.
Get us beers.
There's no extra beers.
There's beers.
There's all the
beers.
We have all the beers.
Anyway, so you get freaked out in the middle of the night. You hear noises.
And he's saying that he just equates to, he'll equate to hill.
Well, to be fair, we are attached to neighbors, and they are crazy as fuck. My dog is so
do you have anything, like, anything unexplained that's happened? And that's, believe me, that is tame compared to some of the shit that's happened in my old house.
Really, I don't. It's always just, like, messed up dreams and stories that people relate to me. Like, I can't think of anything that's been supernatural that I haven't been through.
You've never been in a situation with supernatural? I feel good for you, like...
No, I'm like a Vulcan. I have cold logic.
Me too, though. Honest to God, me too.
Yeah? Well, shoot. I don't know.
I mean, I had a morning where I woke up because my dad's girlfriend was screaming at me.
Uh-huh.
Went to the living room. A room as big as this covered in maggots. Literally, the ceiling covered in maggots.
That's like some poltergeist stuff. See, I haven't experienced
Now, the rational part of me wants to be like something died in the floorboards above, but it was overnight. Like, it was the day before, nothing. The day after, I'm not shitting you, Frisbee. The entire ceiling covered in maggots to the point where I had to get a fucking vacuum cleaner, like a handheld, like, you know, the handheld vacuum. And suck up maggots off the ceiling. That's how bad it was. Covered in maggots.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm kind of jealous of this kind of stuff because I've never had anything that exciting or thrilling happen.
I haven't had anything since.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want to see something really scary?
Oh, I like the way you said that. Yeah, let's do this. I was just trying to see where Katie was. She's in the other room.
What are we saying about me?
Looking at scary shit.
He's talking about some fucking Twilight Zone shit. You want to see something really scary?
I'm really worried, and I have nothing to open my beer with, so I'm even more worried.
Way to kill the mood. I was fucking trying to bring some darkness.
Come on, bring it.
Man, you killed it.
No,
she brought the real darkness.
Do you have anything weird, Dad?
I was wondering if Dan had something weird, Dad.
Are we talking straight ghost shit?
Yes.
Just anything, man. Anything weird. It doesn't, like I said, I give the caveat that all this shit that happened, I was 13, 14. I was very fucking antisocial, weird, depressed, like chemical shit going on in my brain. People say a lot of times, like, oh, the poltergeist shit that seems to happen in families happens with like 13 or 14 year olds who are super depressed or whatever. So I'm not ruling out that I was just having like chemical irregularities in my head.
You're discovering your penis.
But if I could tell you, like, I've never done drugs, like, I've never done, like, fucking acid or mushrooms or any psychotropic or anything like that. Like, it's all, to me, it's all, you know, it's me.
You lived it. You lived it.
Yes.
To me, I lived it, you know? And you take it or leave it. You take it or leave it from a person that is very pragmatic, a person that's very autistic and, you know, logical in the way that they break shit down. So, you know, I'm not a mystic. I'm not a person that's like, oh, get your fucking crystals out and do your hot yoga and let's think about this. Like, I'm telling you from a, you know, point of view that's...
Hot yoga.
We can't see ghosts unless you put some fucking stretchy pants on.
Can we talk about how, like, relevant we are that we're talking about hot yoga?
Yeah. I feel that that's pretty relevant.
You know what hot yoga is, honey? Like, you turn the temperature to 95 and look at the ghost.
And then you take your clothes off.
Yeah, and then you look
at
the ghost.
That's what makes it hot.
It's hot.
Hot, hot, hot. Just like these animal photos scrolling in the background.
I know. Why do we have such sexy animal pictures?
Because
we got
sexy animals.
I think that's a problem,
that's
yeah.
Right.
Do you have any near-death experiences, Frisbee?
Feels like. I once got knocked out of a concert, and that
you got knocked out.
Felt like a near-death experience.
We didn't get the fucking camera.
So yeah, that was
like
amazing.
A mosh pit or something? Or?
Yeah, it's actually
yeah,
kind of ridiculous.
Happened?
Just I had been at a concert for the Mighty Mighty. I've talked about this.
Mighty
Mighty
Boss Tones.
Yeah, yeah.
This seemed like a rough concert.
I've been there too. I've seen the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones.
Have you knocked on the top of wood, and then somebody thought your head was wood, and then they hit it really hard?
I think that was it. Actually, the first band to open was it? Flogging Molly. And you think that'd be the band, right? Like, alright, at least they're like Boston Ruffians. At least they got that going for them, whatever.
Maybe.
But then it was the Amazing Royal Crowns, like a swing dance band, who was playing after them. That's when I got knocked out. Some kid was moshing to that bullshit. Like,
what is that? I've never even heard of that.
Stand-up bass, guy playing guitar, and kid on drums.
Like psychobilly stuff?
It was more like swing. It was like that mid-90s...
popularity
of, yeah. Yeah, like, ska was on the wane, so they're like, oh, let's do swing music instead.
That's really the only near-death experience you've had.
I mean, I got knocked in the face pretty hard by this idiot. So.
Chris wants me to talk about mine, which was...
No, I don't want you to talk about it. I'm just...
I had a car wreck, which was a near-death experience, but it didn't really make me, like, realize anything greater, so... I don't know. Dan, have you ever had a near-death experience? I guess you kind of did with a car accident as
well.
Well,
in as much as I nearly died.
A near-death experience, I almost died. So, what else do you want?
I've been in car accidents, and I haven't been even close to death. Like, I've never gone to the hospital for anything. I've been really fortunate. Like, I haven't had any near-death experiences or ghost experiences, now I'm thinking about it.
Well,
which
tonight...
Which sucks. It's really boring. Can we
tonight,
get both done tonight? Can, like... Almost died tonight and have a death experience.
Well, do you want
well
to
push
do...
you down the stairs of Katie's basement and
I was
then
say,
you just fucking lay down there for a while.
Finally.
Do you want to do a seance tonight? I don't, because I gotta live here tomorrow.
Yeah, this is your house.
Yeah, I don't, because I want to live here tomorrow. But you guys can play with the Ouija board after I go to bed.
Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna grab one of your neighbor's ducks. We're gonna sacrifice the
did
duck.
Did you see them?
We have neighbor's ducks.
Yeah, just grab.
We actually have neighbor's ducks.
Fedorable.
Okay. Yeah.
We have a
fedorable
dog dog on TV and ducks up along the neighbor.
Yeah.
And a dog that is apparently an alcoholic, which I didn't know.
Quit feeding her booze! She's not actually at... hey, Peter, we're not actually going to give this dog booze. And go fuck yourself for all your bullshit. And no, we're not giving this dog booze, and I actually care about this dog, so go fuck yourself, Peter.
But anyway, you guys can play with the Ouija board after I go to bed, as long as you don't tell me what happened with said Ouija board.
Pussy, it's out like a field mouse.
That dog is a booze hound. I lie. That's
fine.
This has been the most...
They're playing with the Ouija, and they all sucked each other's dicks, and I don't even know.
It was a spectral experience.
Man, that would be the next eBay video, or YouTube. Chris, I think you and Dan and Frisbee should make a YouTube video tonight where you all suck each other off.
Stop listening.
Alright, well,
on the go.
This was awesome.
This is a great podcast, Frisbee. Thank you.
Yeah, you're
why you gotta make sure awkward?
I'm sorry, guys.
This is the first time I've met him. I'm not gonna put him on.
You guys were the ones telling me how sexy my man is with his hair and his...
He is a beautiful man.
He is a beautiful man.
And I'm glad that you could join us tonight. But I think that's all the time we have, honestly.
I think he's probably right.
Wink.
Yeah. Because we've got more beers to drink. We've got more spooky
shots to experience.
And shots to take. Yeah.
And,
Frisbee's going to get spooked out.
Frisbee, you just agreed to do another shot. I'm just calling you.
Yeah, that's
your
fine.
Task.
Yeah, either I get spooked tonight, or that dog gets drunk.
Or both.
Or the dog puts a witch hat on.
Hey, by the way, Parker, you blow. You suck.
We
I love you.
Why you gotta
bring animosity? I was just trying to speak honestly, and I barely got to speak, and I'm upset about it.
Parker, you're very spoopy.
fuck him. Fuck you, Parker.
Blood fire.
JK, no, I lied. We love you, Parker. And
biggest sports bitch in the world.
Biggest sports nut in the
right
world.
Right now.
And,
right now.
Thank you for listening to Pool Party Radio. You can find us at poolpartyradio.com.
Also listen to Rotten Rantings, because this is also Rotten Rantings. But,
or,
it is both
of our podcasts. It is all of our podcasts.
What about my podcast?
Check us
out. Whoever mentions my podcast.
Check Dan out at NRA.org.
You can check out Keelan's
exercise my fucking Second Amendment rights.
Check out Keelan's Frisbee at frisghost.twitter.com
and Rotten Robo and Katie Rotz.
None of this makes any sense.
Here's one thing that's going to make sense.
You
will be visited tonight. All right.
You will be visited. You will be entered. Something will enter you.
No, not three. Just one.
Can I just have that?
And his name is going to be KY.
Can
what?
You finish the cast?
KY Ghost.
Can I have that Dan Aykroyd dream from Ghostbusters? That movie was PG, right?
Yes.
And he gets a blowjob from a ghost. What the fuck?
If you want that dream to happen while you're here.
Well, I don't want the PG.
Leave your door locked.
I don't want to. I just want you to be. I want you to have a happy experience here.
A happy ending, as some people would say.
So thank you for listening to Pool Party Radio and RonRantings.com. Check us out. We love you. Peace out, bitches.
Ray Parker Jr. Here we go with Ghostbusters.
me taste some.
Feel good.